Не правда ли это странно? Из распавшихся семей, в которых нет отца или матери, выходит большинство душевно неуравновешенных людей. Другими словами, возьмите человека, который попал в тюрьму для несовершеннолетних или что-то в этом роде. Скорее всего, вы обнаружите, что он рос в распавшейся семье. Это весьма странно. Зайдите в церковь, и вы обнаружите, что многие священнослужители выросли в распавшихся семьях. Вы знакомитесь со знаменитыми писателями и так далее, и вы обнаруживаете, что многие из них росли в распавшихся семьях. Вы изучаете биографии судей, мировых, полицейских. Вы обнаруживаете, что многие из них вышли из распавшихся семей. Другими словами, мы видим, что распавшаяся семья играет очень значительную роль. А поскольку мы хорошо осознаем это, почему бы нам не провести немного группового аудитинга в отношении распавшихся семей, а?
Not that you have one. Not that you have one. But I am sure, unless you sprang full-armed from the brain of your auditor, you had a mother, right? You have some recollection of this. And some of you have had a father. Is that right? That's correct, isn't it? All right. In view of that fact, do you suppose that you could see in this charming lady here some vestige of some mother you may or may not have had at some time or other? You might also see in her somebody else's mother, such as the Preclears. Got that? In other words, this symbol we have, although it doesn't have mobility at the moment, is nevertheless a symbol. You see that the symbol must have had mobility, however, because it appeared there. I don't think it was there during the lecture. And over here we have Papa, and I think we can see in Papa some of the Papas that you might have been associated with, right? How about that?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Well, now let's look at Mama again. Let's look at Mama again. And see in her the symbol of womanhood. And then let's look at Papa again and see in him the symbol of manhood. Now, these are very charming people. I know I talked to them for hours, and they were very obedient. They don't originate well. But do you suppose Mama over here could receive a communication in any way?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't think so. All right, that's good. Now, do you suppose Papa could receive a communication?
Yeah.
Well, now, can you get the idea, more or less, that figure of Mama is there?
Yeah.
All right, can we get the idea that the figure of Papa is there? All right, that's fine. Now we're going to run a process, which is a very, very simple process, and is run in exactly the same way that we ran our process yesterday on the posts, okay? You don't have to acknowledge the execution of this at all. You just do it as best you can. Anything that happens is, of course, the responsibility of the seminar leader. And neither mine nor yours, okay?